Yo, this is Douglas from Tagabout, and you're listening to WMUCFM College Park.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed.
Well, it's official. We already knew that factory farming techniques wreak havoc on the
Good morning, College Park. I had the mic set to the wrong thing, and I was wondering why I couldn't hear myself. Whoops. This is WMUC FM College Park. I don't know why it sounds like that. This is Plastine Cute. We're going to start off with a PSA. Oh my goodness.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Alrighty, that mic situation put me off my game a little bit. Maybe some of y'all have seen my pitch for today's show. I don't know why the program thing isn't showing audio, because I certainly hear it. Let me adjust that. Hopefully that is more audible now. I think all the settings in here are a little bit messed up from what they usually might be. But hopefully I am at an audible volume that is actually going on air right now. But we are jumping into a little bit of an older era of music once more. We are going for some of the big classics like Spleen, Agatha Christie, Nautilus Pompilius. As I say this, I'm now realizing that I always mix up which one between the words Nautilus and Pompilius has the I in the IUS ending. And I'm realizing that I've been switching it to the wrong word this entire time. So I looked really silly when I typed their name a bajillion times yesterday. We also have a little bit of that new Aquarium album I talked about. So I hope we're, I don't know, maybe excited, maybe that was foreshadowing. I'm very excited. I'm sitting on some information that even my mom wasn't familiar with. And usually my mom is the one that, like, knows everything Russian rock. Or not everything, but knows more than me, because she was much more exposed to this music in an organic way of living the culture. While I am just, sorry, I got distracted trying to read something on the wall. While I'm just a little guy that really likes Russian music, and I find out a lot of things by, like, reading random articles online, or, like, looking up bands and being like, what? That's who's in it? Or that's how long they've been around? That was a really long and, like, vague introduction. Let's just hop straight into the music. We are starting with Tibetasnitsa by Spleen. Never before played on this show. I'm sure no one's ever heard me say the word Spleen before. Trust me. And that translates to You're Dreaming This. Then Ni Tam Ni Tut, Neither Here Nor There by Agatha Christie. And Magak, Sailor by Agatha Christie as well.
Едва проснулся, едва Е4 сделал ход. Осталось дописать строку но кончился твой энерджайзер, кончился. Мимо идет мужик, от смеха корчится. Ты видишь исключительно усмешки на лицах, и вдруг понимаешь, что тебе это снится. Ты проснулся, умылся, побрился, отжался, наступил на кота, с женой поругался, помирился с женой, поругался с дорожной полицией, и вдруг обнаружил, что тебе это снится. Ты идешь на работу, уходишь с работы, постепенно забывая, откуда и кто ты, постоянно забывая, откуда и кто ты, навсегда забывая, что тебе это снится. Тебе это снится. Снится рыбак у коралловых рифов, неизвестный герой древнегреческих мифов, молекулярная физика, энергия атома, обнаженная женщина, киллер с лопатой, новогодняя елка, орбитальная станция, мыльница с музыкой, радиостанциями, машинное масло, мобильные соты, Запорожец наконец обогнал 600-й. Тебе снится Тибет за облаками, лондонский клуб, кофешоп в Амстердаме, японская кухня, 22-я уловка, ракета-носитель с ядерной боеголовкой, пещера полная алмазов, рубинов. Ты самый желанный, самый любимый, твой портрет в желтой прессе на первой странице. И ты понимаешь, тебе это снится. Где-то есть Бог, он от нас далеко, он рождественской пулей ушел в молоко. Ты сам достигнешь того, к чему здесь каждый стремится, и вдруг обнаружишь улыбки на лицах, и твой энерджайзер, он снова начнется, и мужик проходящий опять засмеется, и не будет проблем ни с женой, ни с полицией. И ты понимаешь, тебе это снится.
Меня ток заводит. молния меня. Как жаль, что я ее не смог. По небу ангелы летят, в канаве дьяволы ползут. И те, и эти говорят: ты нам не враг, ты нам не друг. Ни там, ни тут.
Берегу.
Okay. That was our start. Pretty basic stuff. Pretty solid stuff, in my opinion. I think I joke a lot about how I was going to abuse my radio show to just play every single Daecha song tong. Daecha tank song ever. And in reality, I think I'm doing that a lot more with random artists like DDT and Spleen, which aren't random because I'm also obsessed with both of those, but they're the ones that I've been fixated on much more in the short term than Daecha Tank, which I'm like, I don't know, like, favorite artists like forever and ever, low key. Even if I'm not listening to them, like, they're there. They're my favorite. Next up, we're going to have Labrador / Gibraltar. Oh my gosh. Gibraltar by Terrarium. That word has too many R's in it. And then Skovne Adnoi Tsipiu by Nautilus Pompilius. Bound Together by One Chain. And then Ataman by Kino. Fun fact about Terrarium. I spent the longest time thinking I didn't like the band Aquarium because I thought that they were Terrarium. And then I realized that they were different bands, and I was like, wow, I'm so stupid. Yesterday, I found out they are not the same. Sorry, not... Okay, let me put this in differently. They are different bands, but they're both led by Boris Grebenshikov. And that explained a lot. I will let us get into the music before I go more in depth on my Terrarium ramble, but I think it's really funny that I was like, oh no, I don't like Aquarium. Oh no, I do actually like Aquarium, or I don't dislike Aquarium. It's Terrarium I dislike. I'm starting to think that the band I was thinking of wasn't even Terrarium, because I remember that one having the song or like album I didn't like having a bright green cover, and every Terrarium album I've been able to find has a bright red one. So weird things are going on around here, but Terrarium and Aquarium aren't actually that different as bands. And I think it's really funny that I was mixing them up. And also, I think that's a really cute name, just duo you can have. Like, what do you mean you have two bands? Or maybe more. I don't know everything about Boris Grebenshikov. I'm not a big buddy's head. But is that not adorable? I have two bands, and their names are Terrarium and Aquarium. That's awesome.
Песню звонкую пропела, и на изгородь взлетела птица в белых кружевах и в шиншилловых мехах. Гибралтар, Лабрадор, за окном крадется вор. Лабрадор, если спелая малина почернела без причины и осыпалась кора, значит, кончилась игра. Гибралтар, Лабрадор, из трубы свисает вор. Лабрадор. Thank you.
сансары. Вертолет страдает старый, не поет, закрыв свой рот. Виртуозный полиглот. Лабрадор, Гибралтар, начинается пожар. Гибралтар. Многоливкие монголы пьют карбидовые смолы. Турки скачут по гробам прямо в город Амстердам. Лабрадор, Гибралтар, закрывается ангар. Гибралтар.
Чувствую локоть, я ищу глаза, а чувствую взгляд, где выше голов находится зад. За красным восходом розовый закат. Скованные одной цепью, связанные одной целью. Скованные одной цепью, связанные одной. Вялы, а пространство огромны. Здесь составы смяли, чтобы сделать колонны. Одни слова для кухонь, другие для улиц. Здесь сброшенные орлы ради бройлерных куриц. И я держу равнение, даже целуясь. На скованных одной цепью, связанных одной целью. Скованных одной цепью, связанных одной целью. Верить и в отсутствие веры. Можно делать и отсутствие дела. Нищие молятся, молятся на то, что их нищета гарантирована. Здесь можно играть про себя на трубе, но как не играй, все играешь отбой. И если есть те, кто приходит к тебе, найдутся и те, кто придет.
ищет, но находит лишь старость. Здесь мерилом работы считают усталость. Здесь нет негодяев в кабинетах из кожи. Здесь первые на последних похожи, и не меньше последних устали, быть может быть, скованными одной цепью, связанными одной. Связанными одной целью, скованные одной цепью, связанные одной целью, скованные одной цепью, связанные одной целью, скованные.
So you might know that I was threatening an info dump, or maybe you heard me about, I don't know what, like 10 minutes ago? Maybe a little bit more, 12 minutes ago, before I played these three songs for you. Here we are. So I was talking about the group Tagagum, and for me, this has been a group that I've been like vaguely aware of for a few years. I had like the one or two songs on my playlists. I did like some of their stuff. And then I was like, wow, the brother Gibraltar sounds a lot like Butusov, a hit Russian rock band, Notaris Pompilius. There I go, putting the I in the wrong spot again. So I'm like, let me look up who is actually in Tagagum, because I don't think I know this. I bet it's going to be someone's side project. So as it turns out, it's everyone ever's side project. It's actually really funny, because the Russian Wikipedia page is just, it's so wordy. It says, like, the first sentence on there is, Tagagum, российский арт-рок сайд-проект группы Аквариум, основанный в 2000 и 2015 году в Санкт-Петербурге. Which is just, like, first of all, I think it's so funny the amount of adjectives they just slap onto the group. They're like, it's Russian, it's art rock, it's a side project. And they put art rock side project all in, like, one word separated by dashes. I think that's the funniest way they could have done that. It's just, like, say that three times fast. Like, art rock side project. I can't even do it once. In my defense, too many R's. But I'm just like, huh, Aquarium, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's all Boris Grebenshchikov. It's like the meme with the planet and like the astronaut and the other astronaut behind him. Yeah. What do you mean it's all Boris Grebenshchikov? It's always been Boris Grebenshchikov. And his involvement in there, I think, makes a lot of sense for why everyone else is involved in there. But to list a few names, and my poor brother and mother had to listen to me losing my mind over this yesterday. And I will make the disclaimer of, like, yeah, duh, a bunch of big names do get to be involved just because the big name of Boris Grebenshchikov is in there. In the words of my mother, he's kind of like Russian Elvis Presley. Like, he was a big musician. He was this big, important guy. And the Aquarium was very popular, like, one of, like, the first big Russian rock groups. One of, like, the early ones. For me, the fact that it's early makes it a little bit boring, because it comes from a time and, like, genre of music that I just find a little understimulating. But if you're more into, like, I want to say, like, 70s, maybe 80s rock, maybe that's more the vibe you want. But they released, I think, two different albums, primarily, which were in the year 2000 and the year 2015. And I think most of what I've played is off the 2015 one, or I don't remember if I've played Tagagum before. But there's like a crossover of how many of these people were actually involved in earlier things and who wasn't. But just to like list some of the names involved, obviously we have Vyacheslav Butusov of Notaris Pompilius, Mayuki Piki Princess, Alexander Vasilievich of Spleen, we have Yuri Shevchuk of DDT, we have Maxim Leonidov, who is less relevant to the Plastinky space, but he was also, like, a big pop artist. He also did other things, as far as I'm aware. I think he was, like, an actor or something like that. I don't really know. I don't really remember, because I don't know him for his other stuff. I know him for his pop music. Then there were also a few other people, I think, from Notaris Pompilius. And Aquarium. There's Albert Potapkin, who was involved in both Nautilus and in Aquarium, which I think is also, like, a funny combination. What do you mean you were involved in Nautilus Pompilius? which is like the shell thing, and aquarium. Like, you're trying to put your band into an aquarium, maybe. Though probably the order was reversed. But I think, yeah, unsurprisingly, there was some other aquarium guy. I personally was excited also for Sergei Chvorakov. Do I know a lot of his music? Absolutely not. I know he is Chuzhenko, which is a band. And I was just delighted to find out that the guy who is behind the band, Chuzhenko, has the last name Chvorakov. I think that's really silly. That he just, like, I don't know, found a cutesy short version of his last name and was just like, that's my band now. They also have, oh my gosh, what's his first name? He's Leonid something of, oh my goodness. I'm completely blanking on his full name. But he is from Auktion, which I haven't played on here in a few semesters, but it's also, like, a big Relevant Ruffin band. So, to recap, some of, like, the big other bands from who people got involved in here were Aquarium, though that makes sense because the frontman of Terrarium is also the frontman of this band, Nautilus Pompilius, Auktion, DDT, Chuzhenko, Spleen, and that's crazy to me. Like, what do you mean all of these people were just here? I mean, yeah, I guess given the opportunity to work with Denis Grebenshkov, who wouldn't take it? But it's also just, like, it's, like, the supergroup of all supergroups. Like, good lord. Also, fun fact I found out when looking into them was that all of their songs are based on poems by the poet, George Gudzinski. Which is very interesting. He was a Soviet Russian poet, but I'm thinking of just how much this type of thing pops up in Ruffin music, of just taking poetry and putting it to music, because I don't think that it's as much of a trend in English language music, at least from what I've seen. You don't seem to see as much of people just taking, like, famous poems and putting them to words. Or maybe they're not famous, but something that was originally meant to just be a piece of poetry being transformed into music. But I think we should get into that. Give me like, Two Roads Diverged Into a Wood, or whatever, as a song. I think that'd be silly and camp. To further make my point about this being, like, a Ruffin, and emphasis here on Ruffin language thing, because it might just be, like, a Soviet culture thing as well. It was something that popped up in a show about a Soviet, like, children's choir. Many people, if they're familiar with Ruffin music, are familiar with Molchat Dama, especially their big popular song, Sudna. And in parentheses, it says Bogislyuzhy. And you might be wondering, well, why does it say Bogislyuzhy? Who is that? He is the poet that wrote the text of that song. And they just took it and they put it to music. That was a really long ramble. Also, the reason I was making that, like, Ruffin language distinction is because Molchat Dama are Belarusian. Belarusian? I don't really know. The right nuance of the pronunciation in English. I think there's multiple accepted options. That is a whole nother tangent. But Terrarium is just really exciting because if you like any big Ruffin bands from a certain era, I want to say, like, 80s, 90s, chances are they were involved in this crazy little project. We're going to keep going and actually listen to some more music. I am done with my massive info dump for now. I think we're going to have time to get through Ostaetsya Zimovets. Ostaemsya Zimovets. We're staying to winter. By Spleen. Glissant by Aquarium, and that's off their new 2026 album, which is exciting stuff. And then Spokojna Noć, Good Night by Kino. And I think it's very fitting that we end on Good Night.
Километры превратятся в прошествие лет в киноленты, что лежат на монтажном столе. Континенты будут им рукоплескать до восхода. Лишь земля обернется опять кислорода. Хватит всем, кто умеет дышать год от года. Остаемся зимовать. Остаемся зимовать. Остаемся зимовать. Вода замерзла, перебьемся. И с приветом, и спасибо всем тем, кто мигал дальним светом, принимая ответный сигнал этим летом. И так любит рисковать. Ртуть упала, и листва за окном шелестеть перестала. И вдвоем под одним шерстяным одеялом остаемся зимовать. Остаемся зимовать. Остаемся зимовать. Вода замерзла, перебьемся. Океаном с головой уходящим в песок караваном никогда не прочесть этих строк, даже странно. Я не знаю, что сказать. Очень скоро мы исчезнем с экранов цветных мониторов. Из подъезда увозят кого-то на скорой. Остаемся рисковать. Остаемся рисковать. Остаемся рисковать. Вода замерзла, перебьемся.
A quick note I wanted to make. Last song, we'll also have time for Krylia by Notre Dame Pompidius. Maybe I'll give a little extended commentary on that next time. Also, the frontman of, or I think he was the frontman, he was at least the vocalist of Oktsun, whose last name I couldn't remember. He is Leonid Fyodorov, and he was also involved in Terrarium, I think in their 2015 album. Thank you.
горизонт, научи меня петь. Вода, научи меня слышать, а то я несусь, как болван, без руля, без ветрил, удивленно взирая вокруг, на дырявые старые крыши лечу в небесах, в бороде и в усах, как надувной крокодил.
Это тебе не хухры-мухры, это тебе не хухры-мухры, это тебе не хухры-мухры, а как надувной крокодил.
Горизонт, я не знал, как ты прост. Ты на все откликаешься смехом. Ты проще розетской плиты, нежней теоремы Ферма. До тебя никогда не доплыть, не доскакать, не доехать. Впрочем, если бы ты был окружность, то мы бы, наверное, сошли с ума.
Это тебе не хухры-мухры, это тебе не хухры-мухры, это тебе не хухры-мухры, мы точно сошли с ума.
Песню придумал народ, чтоб не зачахнуть без дела, не околачивать груши, не наводить тень на плетень. Горизонт — иллюзорная нить, отделяющая душу от тела. Но если возникнут проблемы, то нам придется взять в руки кистень.
Это тебе не хухры-мухры, это тебе не хухры-мухры, это тебе не хухры-мухры, придется взять в руки кистень.
Thank you.
Ты снимаешь вечернее платье, стоя лицом в стене. И я вижу свежие шрамы на гладкой, как бархат, спине. Мне хочется плакать от боли или забыться во сне. Где твои крылья, которые так нравились мне? Где твои крылья, которые нравились мне? Где твои крылья, которые нравились мне?